Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
The goal is for you to hear each other and for the American people to hear every word of what you both have to say.
The nation saw a much more controlled final debate yesterday. NBC News' Kristen Welker moderated far fewer interruptions from President Donald Trump in the Nashville debate with former Vice President Joe Biden. Policy differences came more into focus than in the past. Trump sounded many of his stock themes.
We're rounding the corner. It's going away. I'm the least racist person in this room. I'd like to terminate Obamacare, come up with a brand new, beautiful health care. I want to release it.
You've been saying for four years you're going to reduce your taxes.
Trump continued the personal attacks on Biden and his family, focusing on Biden's son, Hunter, following an unverified story in the New York Post about Hunter's business dealings. He repeatedly accused Biden of taking foreign money.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life.
Biden refrained from pointing out all the money Trump and his children have made overseas during his presidency, repeatedly saying it's about America's families, not the candidates. Trump did say he hasn't taken money from Russia, denying what's been his cozy relationship with Vladimir Putin.
Between the sanctions, nobody tougher than me on Russia.
This week, security agencies warned that Russia and Iran are interfering in the election. While Trump pivoted to attacks on Biden's family when asked about foreign interference, Biden was clear.
They will pay a price if I'm elected. They're interfering with American sovereignty.
Again, Trump falsely claimed Biden wants to shut down the economy. Biden declared, in fact, he also wants to open up and challenged Trump to help get the resources needed to do so safely.
Schools, they need a lot of money to open. They need to deal with ventilation systems. They need to deal with smaller classes, more teachers, more pods. And he's refused to support that money, or at least up to now.
Closing remarks showed a stark contrast in the candidate's vision of the future. Trump warned of a major economic depression if he lost. Biden expressed hope about the possibilities of a new administration and a clean energy future.
We're going to choose to move forward because we have enormous opportunities to make things better.
Nearly 50 million votes have already been cast. In St. Petersburg, Florida yesterday, law enforcement officials said they will station deputies at early voting sites after two armed men who claimed to be security guards hired by the Trump campaign were seen outside a polling place. In Washington, D.C., Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor sharply dissented with the conservative majority's ruling to allow Alabama to ban curbside voting for people with disabilities. And Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee advanced Trump's conservative Catholic Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett to a full Senate vote, despite the absence of boycotting Democratic members who the panel's rules require to be present for official business. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.